Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
So since when does it play? I thought they did food at Savers. I didn't know it was even. I thought it was a discount grocery thing. Or is that Winco I'm thinking of? So Savers is all used stuff. It's like Goodwill. It's like DI. Okay. So that chair you got is leather, real leather. Does it? And he paid $10 for it. What if a really old man died on it? And right as he died, his bowels let loose and he peed everywhere. And what if part of his skin is still just sort of in there between the creases? How do you feel now about your purchase?
If that's the case,
he's
old enough to where it doesn't smell.
Okay, good. It doesn't smell. That's key. They fix them up before they sell them, right?
No.
They don't? Right. So if they brought that in and it was covered in blood, they wouldn't take it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. So you're not going to bring the plague home with your $10 chair from Savers.
No, I might have that fabric.
I mean, that other one was fabric?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah. Fabric hides everything until you hear and you find out that a cat peed on it every day?
Yeah.
Or both? Cat was trying to get the mouse and couldn't, so he peed on it. Well, that was a fun introduction to today's diary episode. Yeah. The reason we're talking about a chair, Nick got a big leather, is it recline? It's a recliner for his room so that he can chill in it and look at his phone there, I guess. Are you going to read there or do anything like productive in it or
smoke?
You'll smoke pot? All right, sweet. So his new vaping habit he will express on that chair. I should probably clear it up for people listening. He doesn't actually vape. This is all a joke. He's never vaped. He's got a little secondhand vape. We all have. Your one friend is all your friends vape? All my friends are vapors, take it slow. Don't breathe in unless you know what flavor it is. Cause sometimes the flavor is blueberry, but other times it smells like your grandma's laboratory. Yeah. Oh, Nick met a girl at Chick-fil-A today. Mom does this thing where she goes places in an Overwatch or Blizzard related clothing, and her Overwatch shirt, she always wears that in public, and it always elicits people going, oh, I love that game, I play, or blah, 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 whatever. So this girl, she cute?
Yeah,
she your age?
Yeah.
Okay, is she nice?
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to go on a date with her? So she's supposed to text you? Okay. She could be the one, bud. Maybe she'll get good deals on nuggets and fried chicken sandwiches. Finally, the Johnsons have a source on inexpensive chicken fast foodery. Yeah. So did that get all wet because you had it in the back of a truck?
Yeah.
Or just getting it from the truck to here?
Oh, it's getting from the truck to here. It's raining really bad.
It's perfect now.
So
the whole, I mean, it's still a little rainy, but the whole reason I came out here to record right now is because I thought I was going to hear a bunch of thunder. Instead, all I hear is cars over there. Listen to that.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not fun. No. That's not what I thought I was getting into. That's not what I signed up for. All right, so you're going to dry that off, put it in your room. I mean, 10 bucks is a pretty good deal for a chair. I don't care who you are or where you're coming from. Pretty good. But you didn't know they had that chair till today, right?
Yeah. It was right next to the chair I was originally.
And no one took the other one yet. It's because cloth chairs are gross. Was that there the other day?
No.
Oh, so this probably would have been gone if you hadn't gotten it. Because people have paid 10 bucks for it. You could sell that for 30 at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Did you start catching up on
Dark Crystal?
Okay. I want to finish it. Me and Kim and Carter started Dark Crystal, The Age of Resistance TV series on Netflix, and it is really good. It's like fan-freaking-tastic, and as a result, we were like, oh man, we got to stop here and let Nick catch up because we want to see this together. And so once he catches up, we'll finish out the final 2-3 episodes, whatever it is. And Carter probably thinks I'm mad at her today. Because I was annoyed with her last night. And I didn't really talk to her today, which is unusual for me. So I played a little bit of the angry dad card today. And we'll let that just settle in for what it's worth. I don't know if it'll achieve anything or not. Whoa. It's all the construction. It's all construction cars and trucks and stuff. Who's that? Is that Sarah? I guess not. Who is it? Someone just pulled up. Okay, we don't know. Maybe they're here to get their chair back. We sold this for too inexpensively. I don't know why he talks like this. The secret ingredient. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think maybe they just pull over to check their stuff. Anyway, so what's going on here? I need an excuse to get out of the house for a bit, come out here outside. Was hoping to enjoy a thunderstorm. Just caught it at the end. In fact, there's already sun coming out. But for a hot second there, it was like thunder crashing and sheets of rain. Yeah, only when you were between the car and house. Coming this fall to PBS. Between the Car and House. Starring, who would be in that boring show? Jake Gyllenhaal. That's random.
I see Jake Gyllenhaal as a super like rom-com family movie kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't really do any of that though. He does mostly like, I mean, that Spider-Man movie is pretty mainstream, but most of he does a lot of weird side stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, it's mail.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks.
You're sure welcome.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. What is all that? Was it me, or did she seem grumpy? I guess I don't understand, because that's just a car there. Someone pulled up in a Toyota, whatever that is, and they unloaded the back full of packages for us, and I thought, is it a Tacoma?
Yeah.
So what's all that? Is that all USPS, UPS, FedEx?
USPS.
All right, so United States Postal Service being delivered by some cranky lady who looked like she should be waiting in line at Disneyland for, like, the Dumbo ride. She had, like, a thing on, too, a fanny pack on.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hi, but delivery. She went, yeah.
That's right.
I pooped in it. Poop. There's poop in there. But anyway, that's weird. I don't understand that. Can some of the postal carriers who listen to me tell me what's up with that? Because that's an odd happenstance. I've never had a civilian. I guess we're all civilians. But I've never had somebody in just a Tacoma, a T-shirt, and bad shorts show up with packages before. Or maybe this happens every day. I just don't see it.
Probably.
But well, yeah, but the way that it's supposed to be a postman. It's supposed to look like Cliff Clavin. Walking up going, yeah, you know, it's a commonly held belief. Like, he could do that.
Normie, listen. little known fact. Come on, it's close.
All right. Brian Ibbett does a really good one. I am not he. Anyway, I'm going to talk to my congressman. What's going on here? I thought I was paying taxes for the Postal Service. Instead, I got Rita and her freaking Tacoma. What does she look like to you? Rita? Maybe Constance? Or Patience? Maybe Patience? anyway. So I had no particular topic I wanted to hit today, other than World of Warcraft Classic players are giving me all this heat. Because I don't like it. I don't like playing it. But I'm totally happy with them playing it. But somehow that means I don't like them or something. I don't understand it. It's been a little bit weird to try to deal with because, and it hasn't been that bad, but every once in a while somebody will pipe up and go, you've been pretty negative, Tori. I'm like, I have not been negative. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean you don't. And you should like it if you do. I'm not yucking your yum, as I said earlier today. Yeah, don't yuck my yum. You've never heard that? Dude, that's from this weird generation of yours. Yeah, Generation Z, yo, represent.
That sounds like something Matt would say.
My brother Matt?
Yeah.
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
No, he'd say bongu bongu and then run around. Bongu bongu. But what was I saying? Oh, I think it's so cool that people are playing it and loving it. And I love the vibe that the community has right now. And I love how everybody's doing. And it's great. All positivity all around. All this community stuff is nothing but good for Blizzard fans. It's just the actual playing of Classic is not interesting to me. And I would rather play retail. That's all. Doesn't mean it can't be to you.
Kind of like Pokemon Go, where I didn't actually really care about the game that much, but it was just nice that everybody was doing it.
Yeah, it is like that. I mean, it's kind of like that. It's like them going, it's more like if Pokemon Go changed a lot over 15 years, and then everybody got reminded about their high school or junior high days when they first played.
Well, just something that, like, brings a lot of people back together.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Whether you like the game or not.
It's always a good thing, I agree. So, people should just... I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. They can just lay off, I guess. I don't know why they're giving me such heat for it. I mean, I questioned a long time ago whether or not I really ever wanted to play it. And then when it came out, I tried it for 3.5 hours, and I said, yeah, I think I'm good. I don't want to play it. I think that should be fine. Why is that not fine? Anyway. What else is happening in the world here? The Johnson clan. I did an art stream today during the Apple keynote, and so let me talk about that for a second. As many people who listen to my shows or the network know, I am an Apple fan. I like a lot of their products. Some of them drive me crazy. I'm not like a freak, though. I'm not in the cult. I just like stuff that works well for me, and currently on the art side of things, the iPad Pro and Pencil is really just the best combo ever, and has rendered all my other digital art tools obsolete, at least for the time being. So I'm always interested in what's going on with that particular line. But today was all about a smaller iPad, 7th revision, and new iPhones. So they announced the iPhone. Oh, you'll like this, bud. They announced iPhone 11s. The 11s are basically a continuation of the R series that I have, the 10Rs, except, advancements past what the 10s were. For the camera, there's better stuff, you know, like they always do. Oh, an extra hour of battery life and the faster chip. And so the 11s are that, though, that style with the different color choices. I mean, not really. Well, yeah, it's true of everything. Yeah. Remember the early PC days. Everything was mind-blowing. Everything changed quickly and became huger and huger. And then it went like this. Yeah. Phones are doing the same thing. You can only innovate so far. So you just get up here, and then you start to make the money. The real money starts to come in with services and stuff like that. And Apple knows that. So does Android. So does Samsung. So does everybody else. So I'm fine with it. It's a fine incremental upgrade, and they're less expensive than they've ever been for their base phone, which is good. If you bought it outright, it's like six something. Normally those phones are like in the 700 to 800 range, like last year's version of that. So it's a good price. And that's just if you buy it outright and not do a plan, right? Then they announced the flagship phone now is called the 11 Pro. So iPhone Pro. They're moving it like they do with MacBooks and everything else. So the 11 Pro, there's two versions, big one and a little one. And the big one's got a 6.5-inch screen, huge, huge monster. Has three camera lenses on it. Can shoot 4K video at once, two different times. So while you're filming, you're filming two different 4K, 60 frame per second, full quality video shots on two separate lenses, two separate files, two separate whatever. So they're aiming that at like filmmakers who are trying to use this to do cool stuff. Well, for film, they explained it, but for film sake, for filmmakers, there is a wide angle thing now because all the extra lenses add up to that. But the other reason they talked about on stage, I'm bad at remembering this, but they had the guy come out who makes that app that's like super heavy filmmaker. People make movies with their phones with it. I forgot what it's called. I have it. Anyway, they were talking about how shooting that kind of video means that they've got a broader spectrum of like B-roll they can use and. Like, because they're getting full frame of this guy, and they can actually crop and use the pieces any way. It was all explained. I'm bad at explaining it. So that was cool. The photo stuff's really cool. They filmed a commercial of a phone filming a bunch of car stuff out here at the Salt Flats. So that was cool. And then they really focused on that camera. Like, that was the big thing, which, again, you know, I guess that makes sense. You start to focus on your services and abilities, right? And not so much that the phone's got a new chip in it. It's like that stuff's not as exciting anymore. So that thing's like $900 and $1,000 for the big one. But that's still less than last time. So it's good. It's progress down on price, up on certain abilities and capabilities. And then they announced the Apple Arcade thing, which is a game service for $4.99 a month. And it's all you can eat, tons of games, bunch of new ones for $5. And none of them are free to play, like, you know, microtransaction games. They're all like premium games. So that's interesting. It's only $5. And then, oh, and it supports 360 and PS4 controllers, which is kind of cool. Yeah, right to your phone or your iPad, or your Apple TV. Right. Right, it'll just work. Or those two, those still work. And then the other thing that was interesting, oh, the TV service with a bunch of new shows all ready to go. It's just called Apple TV Plus, and it's $4.99 also. And the cool thing about the $4.99 in both those cases, whole family. So but right now it's, what, five people get to have the same iTunes, all that? Same idea. So all of us have access. So really, it's $4 for five people. It's stupid cheap. So I think they're going to do pretty well with that. I don't know. We'll see. There's a Jason Momoa show coming. Look kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Aquaman. No, no, no. It's not an Aquaman show. It's just him. He's just in it. So he's in a new show, and I forgot what it was called. S-E-E. They look like a bunch of, like, ancient Hawaiian people trying to do stuff. I don't know what it is. I've really nailed that plot. And then there's the new Jennifer Aniston thing with Steve Carell and who else? I forgot who else. That looks interesting. It's called The Morning Show, which is awful close to The Morning Stream, which really annoyed me. And a bunch of other crap being made. So it all has, you know, but that also makes it the cheapest streaming service on the planet. Nobody's got the $5 deal. Even Disney Plus is launching at $7. So it's an exciting time to be alive, bud. Generation Z flying headlong into Generation what? What's after Z? There's no letter. Generation. So who would come after you? Generation. They have to start over. Generation A. That's stupid. Maybe they'll just stop doing this dumb generation name thing. That'd be cool. Ever since the baby boomers, everyone has to name a generation. Yeah. It's dumb. I'm still Generation X, though. I feel proud of mine because everybody said we sucked when they were calling us that. We all turned out fine. They turned out to be their buttholes. Yeah. The boomers are bad. Not all of them. There's some listening right now who I adore. And you know who you are. And I'm not saying this is a blanket thing for everybody who's a baby boomer. Well, they're still... Yeah, but millennials are going... They're still working on it. They're too young to say what they're like. It's when they get to be in their 60s and 70s. Yeah, but when they get to their 60s and 70s and they run the world, that's when you find out what they're made of. Well, that's what we're finding out about boomers. If it happens to Gen X, then so be it. But I guess what I'm saying is the only thing good about this is you can change it for the next generation and just say, look, maybe we won't be as stupid as you. Maybe you guys are dumb. And maybe we're not. I don't know. See, this was a good topic, it turns out, even though you're way across the porch and they can't really hear you. Can hear you barely, but not. It's nothing to write home about. All right, that'll do it for now. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like this and want to throw your support this way, you can use the Frog Pants Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. And go check out the store, too, frogpants.com/store. There's some cool stuff we just put up over there for various things, and we'd love to see you over there as well. Nick, any final words of wisdom or anything before I stop this?
I don't think so.
That's it? You got nothing?
Yeah.
All right, watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Goodbye, everyone. Do hee-hee-hee just for fun.
No.
Come on, do it.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't.
Just go hee-hee-hee. Oh, geez. We'll do it low then. Go. See, did you hear that? All right.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.